ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Okay, so we're talking about Brihad Bhagavat Amrita.
我们一直在讲《大伯加瓦唐甘露》这本书。
Right, what happened? We were at the point where we were hearing about Gop Kumar.
我们听到的是 Gopal Kumar
how he was. Well, first of all, we told about a Brahmana who had come there to Vrindavan, and he had met Gop Kumar.
有一位 Brahmana, 他来到了 Vrindavan, 就偶遇 Gopal Kumar.
AndGop Kumar was telling the Brahmana about his life, about his story, what happened to him, how he had met a Brahmana, and a Brahmana had given him a mantra.
Gopal Kumar 就讲述了他自己的故事。他曾经遇到了一个 Brahmana, 这个 Brahmana 就给了他一首 mantra.
So Gop Kumar, remember, he's a cowherd boy in Vrindavan.
Gopal Kumar, 他想起了是自己是 Vrindavan 的一个牧牛童。
And when this Brahman, he'd seen this Brahmana who was chanting the Mahamantra, and he was chanting and doing Nams, he was doing Kirtan and Mahamantra, and he was in great ecstasy, and the Brahmana had given him this mantra.But he'd not told him how to chant it. He'd not told him any of the techniques of chanting the mantra. Just told him, chant this mantra.
这位 Brahmana, 他自己就是唱诵着这个 Mahamantra, 在狂喜当中呢 Kirtan, 这位 Brahmana 就只是把这首 Mahamantra 告诉了 Gopal Kumar, 但是并没有告诉他唱诵的技巧，他只是告诉他你要唱诵这个 Mahamantra.
So Gop Kumar had, he had faith in the Brahmana. He began to chant the mantra, and although he didn't understand the mantra, he didn't know anything about the mantra. He was chanting it, and because he was chanting it, he developed very good qualities. He became peaceful and without envy.
Gopal Kumar 虽然不理解这首 Mahamantra, 但是他就是一言而行，开始了念诵 Mahamantra, 在这过程当中他逐渐发展起了美好的品质，他内心平和，没有嫉妒心。
He became detached from his situation, and he left everything. He left his home, he left his cows, and he went to wander. And he came...to the Ganga.
他便不依附周遭的环境，弃绝了周围的一切，离家，离开了陪伴他的母牛，他到处漫游，来到了恒河岸边。
And he saw there was he met this Brahmana there who was doing puja, and the Gop Kumar asked him, "Who are you worshipping?"
Gopal Kumar 就在恒河岸边遇到了一位 Brahmana, 他正在做 puja. 于是 Gopal Kumar 问他，你正在做什么？你在崇拜的是谁？
So the Brahmana told him, he said, I'm worshipping the Lord of the universe. And he showed him, he had a shila, a shaligram shila.
这婆罗门回答，这位婆罗门告诉他，我正在崇拜宇宙之主，并且把 Shalagram Shila 展示给他看。
And Gopkumar was very happy to see the Shalagram Shila, and you know, he offered obeisances. Gopkumar, he'd never seen this before. He didn't know about this kind of worship.
Gopkumar 内心非常的高兴，他致以尊敬的顶拜。他以前从来没有见过这样的崇拜，并不知道是怎么回事。
But he was happy because he really wanted to see the Lord of the Universe. This was his desire.
但是他因为见到了宇宙之主，内心非常的高兴。见到宇宙之主是他内心的夙愿。
But then he saw the Brahmana. After he finished the puja, he took the Shalagram Shila and he put it in a box.And so Gopkumar got upset that, oh, you're putting him in this little box. You didn't feed him. You didn't give him good, big, proper meal. And you're going to put him to sleep. He won't be able to sleep. He didn't eat properly.
在这之后 Gopkumar 就看到这一位婆罗门做完 puja 之后呢，就把宇宙之主放到了一个小盒子里， Gopkumar 感到非不安起来。他想，哦，你把这宇宙之主放在这么小的一个小盒子里，你也没有给他吃好好吃一顿饭，他怎么能睡得着呢？
Just a minute, I have to put this into Facebook also.
Okay.
Just be a minute.
Okay, Mara.
So Gopkumar was disappointed because he thought the Lord should be worshipped with great opulence and you should give the Lord proper meal to eat.
Gopkumar 感到十分的失望，因为他希望见到至尊主受到富裕的被富裕所崇拜，并且吃到精美的食物。
So, he told the Brahmana explained to him, he said, well, this is how I worship. He said, I'm a Brahmana. We do this worship of Lord Shalagram in a simple manner. And this is common practice to do like this. But the Brahmana told Gopkumar, if you want to see the Lord worshipped in great opulence,There's a city, there's a town nearby. You can go there and you can see the worship there. There's a king there and he's a great devotee and he has a big temple. So you can go there and worship there and see the worship there.
婆罗门就开始向 Gopkumar 解释说，我是一位 Brahmana。我们都是这样崇拜 Shalagram Shila 非常简单的方法。如果你想要见到主被富裕的所崇拜，你可以去附近的一个城市，那里有一位国王，是一位奉献者，那里很庞宏大的庙宇，你在那里就能见到这种崇拜了。
So, Gopkumar, He was interested. He decided, yeah, this is what he should do. He wanted to go there and see the worship.
Gopkumar 立刻就感兴趣了。他说，啊，是的，这就是我应该去做的，我应该去那里。
So, Gopkumar, the Brahmana wanted Gopkumar, go up to Kumar to stay and take his lunch at his house. But Gop Kumar didn't even want to wait. He said, no, I want to go immediately to go there. I want to see this. I want to see the opulence. I want to see how the Lord is worshipped.
Brahmana 本来希望 Gopal Kumar 留下来去他的家里来吃饭，但是 Gopal Kumar 等不及了，他想立刻就去那里去看到那种富裕的崇拜。
So Gopal Kumar left, he offered his obeisances to the Brahmana, and then he went, just rushed away. He was so eager to go to the city. He wanted to see this temple. He wanted to see how the Lord of the universe was being worshipped.
Gopal Kumar 顶拜了婆罗门 Brahmana, 立刻就冲向那附近的城市，他是这么渴望的去见到那所大庙，见到宇宙之主在那里得到崇拜。
So he got to the city, and he was asking about the temple where the Lord of the Universe was. And when he got near, he could hear all the sounds coming from the temple. They were having arti, and people were blowing conch shells, and there was kirtan, singing.
于是 Gopal Kumar 他就来到了这所城市，他越走进这所庙，他越能听到庙里传来的声音。那里呢正在做 arti， 传来了阵阵海螺声，还有 kirtan 之声。
So he could hear the kirtan. It sounded really, you know, it was so exciting. It's so wonderful. He'd never heard like this before. All the singing and dancing, blowing conch shells.And then he came in the temple room and he saw the Lord. He saw it was a form of Lord Vishnu, four-armed form.
Gopal Kumar, 他特别的兴奋，然后这时候呢，他一听到这个海螺声，还听到了里面的，见到里面的载歌载舞，然后他还进入了庙宇大厅，他看到了四壁的。
And he saw the Lord holding the four symbols of Lord Vishnu, the conch shell, the disc, and the lotus flower, and the club.
主呢，他拿着四种的象征，海螺、神蝶、大头棒和莲花。
And he was appreciating the beauty of the body of the deity. He saw how.The Lord, the form of the deity is very youthful. He's not an old man. All the parts of all the different limbs of this body very attractive.
Gopal Kumar, 他就上上下下，他都在欣赏着主的美丽。主他拥有青春年少的躯体，是永远不会变老的。
And dressed in yellow silk and with different.Ornaments on his body and garlands of fragrant flowers.
主身着黄色丝绸的衣衫，他身上佩戴着鲜花花环。
And a beautiful face with lotus eyes.
他的面容异常的美丽，长着莲花眼。
And he saw people on either side.Fanning him and using the chamara to keep the flies off his body, and they were, at the same time people were coming and offering things to him.
他看到主的两侧有奉献者在拿着 chamara， 还有孔雀羽毛扇，在把主脸上的这个苍蝇赶开。人们来着。
Yeah, the deity is standing, watching, looking. The deity is on the throne, and everyone's dancing in front of him and singing and rejoicing for his pleasure, for the pleasure of the deity.
还有奉献者纷纷的前来向主供奉各种的贡品，神像就在那里见到奉献者在他面前载歌载舞，为了他的喜悦。在那里从事着各种活动。
And so when Gopkumar saw this, he thought, oh, this is it. This is what I always wanted to see. Now my life is successful. And he offered his obeisances and fell on the ground.
Gopkumar 就心里想，哇，就是这个，我的生命成功了，我一直想见到这一幕情景。他立刻倒在地上，致以顶拜。
And he got up and he offered obeisances again and again. And he thought, now my life is successful. I will never leave this place.
多巴库马尔他站起来，立刻又倒在地上顶拜。他又再次起立，再次顶拜。他想，我的生命现在终于成功了，我永远也不要离开这个地方。
So he had left everything. He left his family and his friends. And somehow he come to this place. He was like a foreigner. But the people were kind to him. And they would give him the Lord's Prasada.
Gopkumar, 他离开了家，他离开了朋友。他在这个地方好像一个外国人，但是当地人对他非常的仁慈，给他煮的普沙的。
And they would speak kind words to him, and they would encourage him. That they saw he's devoted to the deity, so they would encourage him, and they would help him if he needed anything. They would give, they would protect him.
人们好言好语的对他说话，鼓励他。因为他是一位奉献者，他们希望帮助他，保护他。
And they gave him shelter there. Although it was like the palace, the temple of the king, they allowed him to remain there. And every day he would eat the Mahaprasadam, the remnants from the Mahaprasadam. And every day he would see the festival in the temple, he'd see the programs, and he would hear all the talking and glorification of the Lord.
那里的人们希望能够给他提供庇护，虽然这个地方好像宫殿一般，他们却允许他留在那里，荣耀马普沙的，那里每一天都像一个节日，都有各种各样的活动，他在那里聆听主的荣耀。
Yeah, they would be reciting the scriptures, so he would hear them speaking about it.
他们在那里在背诵着吟诵经典，格帕库马尔就在那里聆听着。
And at the same time, he still continued to chant his mantra.
与此同时，他一直不间断地唱诵自己的 mantra.
Right, he was doing that. You know, he would chant his mantra silently. He would go to a quiet, private place, and he would sit down and he would chant his mantra.
他会默念这首曼陀罗，去一个僻静的地方，在那里默念。
But while he was staying there.He heard from all the Vaishnavas there. He heard that worship of Vishnu is the highest thing anybody can do. And he also heard about the power of eating Lord Vishnu's prasadam.
Gopkumar 就在那里的Vaishnava 们，他们把 Vishnu 当作至高无上的人来崇拜。他在那里呢，他还荣耀着，他们就荣耀着这 Mahaprasadam 的力量。
People told him, from the scriptures it says that if you just, in this Kali Yuga, if you eat some rice which is offered to Lord Vishnu, you get the same benefit as somebody who fasts for 6 months.
他们说啊，你要是在卡里年经典里说，在卡里年代，如果谁要是吃了供奉给主威士诺的大米，它的好处相当于6个月的戒食。
So they told him these kind of things, but they never gave him a really he didn't get a real systematic spiritual education. Nobody told him about the basic things, the basic knowledge of spiritual education.
但是他在那里却没有得到一个系统的提升，没有人告诉他，没有人对他加以灵性的教育，也没有人告诉他灵性的基本知识。
He didn't know about the existence, he didn't know how there were higher planets, like the heavenly planets where Indra, the king of heaven, lives. He didn't know about these things.
他不知道存在着更高等的星系，有天堂的存在，还有天帝英者。
Well, the devotees never thought to tell him because they didn't know he hadn't had this kind of education.
所以
the devotees did not tell him these basic things.
奉献者们不知道 Gopal Kumar 从来没有受到 过这种训练，不知道这个知识，他们以为他知道的。
Yeah, Gopal Kumar had never had any real training.
Gopal Kumar 从来没有经历过正儿八经的训练。
So he didn't know anything about the material world. He didn't know about the material universe, how there's different levels of planets in the universe.
Gopal Kumar 对于物质宇宙并不了解，不知道物质宇宙当中的各个星系。
And Gopal Kumar, while he was there in this town,serving in this town, eating Mahaprasadam every day, he could never forget how he had been a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, and he would always remember how beautiful and how nice it was in Vrindavan. And he would also remember how happy he was as a cowherd boy.
Gopal Kumar 在这里荣耀 Mahaprasadam 的时候，他念念不忘在文达文当牧牛童的那一段美好的时光，他想起了文达文的美丽，他想起了他在文达文的快乐时光。
Yeah, he was remembering Vrindavan, and this was because he was chanting his mantra. This was the result of the mantra, because remember his mantra, he was worshipping Madan Gopal, the Lord of Vrindavan.
这是由于 Gopal Kumar 他持续不断地念诵自己的 mantra， 在崇拜 Madan Gopal， 在崇拜 Vrindavan 的这位至尊的爱人。
So although he was seeing Lord Vishnu worshipped in great opulence, it didn't give him any more happiness than he got when he was in Vrindavan, and he could not forget Vrindavan.
Gopal Kumar 在这里见到了维什努的富裕和维什努的崇拜，但是他内心却没有像 Vrindavan 那样的快乐，他念念不忘在 Vrindavan 的快乐。
Even when he took part in Lord Vishnu's festivals, when he'd have a big festival in the Vishnu temple, still his mind would often come to think about Vrindavan.
虽然他在这里过着去旁盛大的节崇拜威士努的节日，心意却念念不离在文达文的时光。
So because he was staying in that temple, this temple of Vishnu, he was staying there for some time. In the course of time, he wanted to take part to help in the worship. He wanted to do some service. He wanted to to develop some personal.Relationship with the deity.
在庙里的这段时光， Gopal Kumar 就很想参与对神像的亲身崇拜和亲身服务。
So it happened that the king of that place, who was a devotee, who was maintaining the deity there, he did not have any son.
恰巧维系着这所宏伟庙宇的国王没有儿子。
So the king saw Gop Kumar, and he saw Gop Kumar's good qualities, and he understood he was a foreigner. And the king became affectionate to him. And what happened was the king actually adopted Gop Kumar like his son.
国王看到 Gop Kumar 的优秀的品质，而且 Gop Kumar 还是个外国人。便对他产生了爱怜之心，就把他收养为自己的养子。
So, after the king, just a little while after the king had adopted Gop Kumar, the king died. And Gop Kumar, because he was like the son of the king, he became the king.
在国王收养了。国王收养了古巴尔之后就死去了。
Yeah.
There's
an echo. Well, I increased the volume because your volume was not very loud. I wanted to hear clearly what you're saying.
Okay. 国王收养了古巴库马尔不久就死去了。高帕库马尔就好像国王的王子一样，所以呢，就继承了王位。
Yeah, so Gop Kumar became the king, and when he became the king, then he was happy because he could take charge of the worship of the deity, and he arranged to do the festivals even better, and he had more festivals, and he had made the festivals more opulent.
高帕库马尔当上了国王之后，他非常的快乐，因为他现在可以很好的安排对神像的崇拜，于他便增加了节日的数量，并且增加了这个节日的品质，可以有更富裕的崇拜，更富裕的节日。
He made sure that every day all the different sadhus, the holy men, would be given mahaprasadam from the worship.They would distribute nice prasadam to all the sadhus.
每天有很多的萨杜圣人们，格帕库马尔就安排这些萨杜圣人们可以荣耀到玛哈普沙的，给他们派发大量的玛哈普沙的。
Yeah, he was not affected by the opulence of being the king. He just continued to live in the same way.Although he was the king, he didn't become proud and he didn't change his living condition. He kept living very simply.
Gopa Kumar 当上国王，这并不影响他的生活，他还是同样维持着原样的生活，内心没有丝毫的骄傲感，他并没有改变什么，而且还是如以前那样简朴的生活。
Like every day, he would eat the remnants, the mahaprasadam of the deity. He would take the mercy of the deity, and every day he would also chant his mantra.
每天他依然是荣耀着 mahaprasada, 接受着主的仁慈，神像的仁慈，并且继续念诵自己的曼陀罗。
So because he was chanting his mantra, it protected him from becoming.Contaminated by the power of being the king.
因为他一直不断的在念诵自己的曼陀罗，所以这就保护了他，不会被他作为国王的地位所污染。
People can be very easily affected when they get power or wealth, and it can destroy their good qualities. But Gop Kumar didn't allow that to happen to him.
当人们变得富裕和有力量之后，他们就很容易，他们的优秀品质被荡然无存。但是高帕库马不容许这种事发生在自己身上。
He kept up his sadhana every day, chanting his mantra, and every day just eating the mahaprasada.
他保持着自己的 sadhana, 念诵着自己的曼陀罗， 每天在荣耀着马哈普沙德。
And he was not attached to having the power. He divided the power. He divided different responsibilities of being the king. He handed over different responsibilities to the officers who were there and to the relatives of the dead king.
他不依附这国王的力量，他而且把这国王的职权，划分。把这不同的职责呢交给各个大臣长官，并且交给死去国王的亲戚。
Yeah, because he was careful because he knew people would criticize him if he spent too much time just doing his private meditation. They would say, "Oh, he's not responsible. He doesn't take care of the kingdom."
他十分小心。他不希望人们批评他花太多的时间做自己的冥想，不履行国王的职责。
So he gave the responsibility, he divided responsibilities among some of the different relatives and the different officers there. He made sure he was not the only one to have the responsibility.
他便把国王的权力下分给不同的官员和各个亲戚，他确保自己不是唯一一个履行职责的人物。
But still, because he was the king, there were always some politics and there were some different conflicts, different decisions. There would be arguments, and he would have to get involved in all of these things.
由于他是国王，所以不可避免的要涉及到政治冲突，他必须要做决策，有时候还会有争论，他不可避免的卷入了一些。
And because he's king, he has to worry also about other kings, the neighboring kings, that sometimes they may threaten.
因为他是国王，所以他有时候要担心邻国的国王。威胁到他的统治。
And above the king, there's an emperor. The emperor who's above all the kings. And sometimes the emperor would give orders and he would have to take, he'd have to do things, he'd have to make consideration to follow the orders of the emperor.
在他上面还有皇帝，皇帝的就会对下面的各个国王发号施令。所以他不得不要考虑皇帝的命令。
So Gop Kumar had he was seeing being the king was not very nice. There was a lot of anxiety there, which was disturbing his meditation and his spiritual practice.
Gop Kumar 觉得当国王不是很好的事情，因为要有各种焦虑，就打扰了他的冥想和灵性休息。
So there were material problems, but there was also other problems in the temple. And these problems were coming from some of the brahmanas there in the temple who were, they had some rules, they had some regulations that they didn't want to take the remnant, they didn't want to take prasadam if it had been touched by anybody from outside the temple.
除了这些物质问题之外，还有庙里出现的问题。庙里的 Brahman 呢，他们有一些规则，这些 Brahman 呢不想触碰就被庙外面的人触碰过的 Prasadam。
Yeah, they thought if somebody is from outside the temple, they cannot be pure. And if they touch the Prasadam, then the Prasadam must be contaminated.
他们这些婆罗门呢，他们觉得外面的人都是不纯洁的，如果触碰了马哈普沙丹，马哈普沙丹就被污染了。
And they would not take anything, they would not take prasadam outside the temple. It had to be eaten in the temple.
他们不吃 外面庙外面的任何 prasad， 他们只吃庙里的 prasad。
Then there would often be some argument about if the prasadam is actually pure or not.
持续不断的就有这种争论，到底 prasadam 是不是纯洁的？
So this kind of arguments, this gave a lot of anxiety to Gop Kumar. The brahmanas.You know, the brahmanas who were doing that in the temple were very senior. They would be very critical sometimes.
这样的争论给 Gopal Kumar 就带来了焦虑，因为庙里的 brahmana 都很年长，他们对事物很挑剔。
They were very strict about what food they would accept. They would only take the prasadam of Lord Vishnu.
他们对于吃什么样的食物很严格，他们只吃主维什努的 prasad。
And if it had been touched by anybody who is not one of the servants of the deity, then they wouldn't take it.
假设这样的 prasad 被不是神像的仆人，除了神像的仆人之外的别人所触碰，他们就再也不会荣耀这样的 prasad。
And they wouldn't take anything outside the area of the temple.
他们也从来不吃庙宇区域之外的任何的食物。
And they said, this is a tradition here. We always do like this. This has been the tradition.
他们说，这就是这里的传统，这是历来我们一直在这样做的。
So this is not the real understanding about prasadam. And one who is actually the devotee, he won't be happy to hear this kind of thing.
这并不是对于 prasadam 的正确理解。一位奉献者，他听到这样的话不会高兴。
Because devotees, we understand that prasadam, the remnants of Lord Krishna, it can be eaten by anyone.
主的奉献者理解 Krishna 的 prasadam 任何人都可以吃。
And it can never be contaminated by anybody. Even somebody is of very low birth or impure, but they cannot contaminate prasadam.
主的 prasadam.Krishna 的 prasadam 不会受到污染，即便是一个出生低贱的甚至不纯洁的人也不会污染。
Because prasadam is none different from Lord Vishnu himself. It's the same as Lord Vishnu is and his mercy. They're not different. Lord Vishnu cannot be contaminated, so the prasadam also cannot be contaminated.
Prasadam 就像 Vishnu 本人，维什努和维什努的仁慈是永远不会受到污染的。
And if we think prasadam can be contaminated, you get a reaction for that. The reaction is that you will suffer leprosy, and you will lose your children, and you will lose your wife, and you go to hell, and never return.
这样的想法会有反应，这样的报应就是说他会得天花麻风病，他失去自己的妻子儿子，他会去地狱，永远回不来。
So Gop Kumar he was not happy. He had these problems, although he was a king, but he saw the difficultydealing with these brahmanas, it was very made him very unhappy.
Gopal Kumar 内心闷闷不乐，因为他要面对这样的问题，这样的困难，还要面对这些 brahmana.
But at the same time, he was attached to the deity and doing service to the deity, and that was very pleasing to him. He liked that. He just didn't like being surrounded by all of these.Brahmana people.
Gop 巴库马尔非常依附神像，他喜欢神像，可是他要这四周围都是这些 Brahmana， 这令他不快了。
So the contact with the Brahmanas and hearing the criticism of the Brahmanas made it very difficult for him to continue.
有名hear criticism from other people of the Brahmana.
No, just hear the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas, how they would criticize, how they complain about the prasadam.That would not follow, that people are not following properly.
Okay. Gopal Kumar, 跟这些 Brahmana 的接触，听到 Brahmana 的批评之声，抱怨之词，令他内心闷闷不乐。
So, it was at this time that some other Vaishnavas came, and they were coming from Jagannath Puri.And they came to visit this temple where Gop Kumar was staying. They were coming from Jagannath Puri. And they were just traveling. They wanted to see the different deities, to visit different temples. And they came there to where Gop Kumar was.
在这个时候，有来自Jagannath Puri 的奉献者。这些奉献者他们就来到 Gopal Kumar 待的庙宇，这些奉献者们会四处漫游，拜访不同的庙宇。
So Gopal Kumar, he had never heard about Jagannath Puri, he didn't know anything about it, so they were telling him about Jagannath Puri, how it's on the coast beside the sea,And there's a big mountain, a blue mountain beside that place. And there, the Lord of the Universe is there. And the Lord of the Universe is there in the form of, in a wooden form.
Jagannath Puri 的这些奉献者就给他描述说 Jagannath Puri 坐落于海边，旁边是一座蓝色的山。宇宙之主就住在那里，他是以木质的形体居住在那里。
Right, and this Lord of the Universe is in the Holy Dham. The Holy Dham there is called Purushottama. Purushottama Kshetra means the field or the place. So it's the place of Purushottam, the place of the Supreme Person.
这处圣地它名字叫 Purushottama Kshetra 的意思是地方，这个地方是 Purushottama 的地方。
And because he's in the wooden form, the wood is called Daru, so he is called Daru Brahman, meaning the Lord has he's spiritualBut is in the form, in a wooden form.
主的这形体它是木质的，因此被称为 Daru Brahman， 意思是说主是灵性的，但是它有一个木质的身体。
So it is at this Purushottam Kshetra, the Lord of the Universe resides there on the shore of the ocean.And he's in great ecstasy, and he has this wooden form.
因此，主就居住在 Purushottama Kshetra， 在海岸边，他是狂喜的形象，他以木头的形象显现在那里。
And he is known by the name Jagannath, and he rules the kingdom. He rules this kingdom with great.Opulence. He has great opulence also, and he has wonderful qualities. Most important is he takes care of his devotees.
他的名字叫 Jagannath. 他统治着这片王国。他拥有着巨大的富裕和美好的品质。他的最美妙的一个品质是他会照料他的奉献者。
And he gives, Lord Jagannath, as a deity, gives instructions and tells the people how they should do the business and how what their personal affairs should be. He guides them in many ways.
神像他还会给人们以叙事，该怎样做生意，该怎样来处理他们的私人事务，一个个方面的在照料着他们的生活。
He's very kind and compassionate on unfortunate souls, and he's very affectionate to the people who are his servants.
他对于不幸的受条件限制的灵魂是慈爱有加，内心怀着巨大的怜悯，同时他对于他的仆人们非常的亲切。
He does not take their offenses very seriously.
他 对于这些人的冒犯，他并不看得很严重。
And his food, the food which is offered to him,is cooked by his consort, Lakshmi. And after the Lord takes the food offered to him by Lakshmi, he distributes his remnants to his devotees.
他所吃的食物是由他的伴侣 Lakshmi 亲手所做。在吃完之后，他会把鲫鱼派发给自己的奉献者。
That's very rare.To get the remnants of Lord Vishnu. Even the demigods, they hardly ever get that. But in Purukshottam Kshetra, people can get very easily.
能得到主 Vishnu 的 Prasada 是非常罕见的，连半神人也得不到。但是在 Purukshottam Kshetra 这个地方，人们可以轻而易举地得到 Prasada。
Lord Jagannath makes sure that all his devotees get his prasada. When everything is cooked, the Lord is offered, and the food is offered in clay pots. And sometimes he will eat a portion, and sometimes he'll eat everything. But after he eats it, then the pot will fill up again.
在prasada 做好之后并且供奉给主之后，这些 prasada 都是由马罐所做。主 Jagannath 有时候吃一部分，有时候都全部吃光，但是每次这个罐子当中又盛满了 prasada。
So these Vaishnavas are telling Gop Kumar, they told him that food that is the Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad, and it doesn't matter if it's touched by anyone or if it's brought from far away, the devotee will immediately eat it.
这些 Vaishnava 就给 Gopal Kumar 讲述了 Mahaprasada 的事情，告诉他任何人都可以触碰这些 Mahaprasada， 而且尽管是从很远的地方拿来，也可以立刻就可以吃掉。
Because the Mahaprasadam of Lord Jagannath has already been touched by the lips of Lord Jagannath, so it can never be contaminated.
因为 Mahaprasadam 是主 Jagannath 的唇所触碰的，不会被任何人所污染。
Even if you may take the food to a, you may carry it to put in some unclean place, or you may give it to some low-class person, but it can never be contaminated.
即便这样的食物拿到了不洁之地，或者是给予了低阶层的人们，这样的食物也永远不会受到污染。
And no good person would ever refuse to eat Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam.
没有任何善良的人会拒绝吃 Jagannath 的 Mahaprasadam。
Nobody will ever complain, though, oh, it's not, it may not be pure, or, oh, now is not the proper time. Nobody will say that.
没有人会抱怨说，哦，它已经变得不纯洁了，现在时间也不对。没有人会做出这样的抱怨。
There's a pastime in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya was bringing prasadam to give to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is a big high class Brahmana.
有一个小时光在《Chaitanya Charitamrita》这部书当中，主 Chaitanya 他给把主 Jagannath 的 Mahaprasadam 带给了一个高等的 Brahmana Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya。
So it was early in the morning. Bhattacharya had just got up from bed, and Lord Chaitanya came knocking on the door and said, "I brought you some Mahaprasadam."
这时候还是一大早，主 Chaitanya， Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 还在床上，外面传来了主 Chaitanya 的敲门声，他告诉他，我给你带来了 Jagannath 的 Mahaprasada。
So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya got up from the bed, and even though he hadn't taken bath, he hadn't washed his mouth, he immediately ate the prasadam. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就立刻从床上起身，虽然他还没有沐浴，也没有漱口，但是却立刻吃掉了 Mahaprasada。主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 内心非常的高兴。
Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes, this is proper.When we're given Mahaprasadam, we should immediately accept it."
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，对，就应该这样。无论什么时候我们被给予了 Mahaprasadam, 我们就应该立刻的荣耀掉。
So if we take Prasadam in the proper spirit, then it will help us to get rid of all of our sins.
如果我们以正确的精神来吃 Prasadam, 就能去除掉所有的罪恶。
But if we think, oh, it's become dry, oh, it's been there for a long time, if we think materially, then that will not be good.
但如果我们想，哦，它已经干了，哦，它放的时间太长了，如果有这样的物质念头，并不好。
So we should never think about prasadam in any material way.
我们不应该以物质的方式来考虑 prasada。
There's no restrictions about when to take prasada. It's not like, you know, when you make some vow, you do chaturmasya or something.
对于 prasada, 荣耀 prasada 的时间没有任何限制。并不像我们发下了 Chaturmasya 的誓言。
So then the Vaishnavas, they're telling Gop Kumar about Jagannath Puri. They told them, they said, all the residents in Jagannath Puri have got four arms. Even the donkeys living there have four arms.
Vaishnava 们就告诉 Gopal Kumar, Jagannath Puri, 那里呢居民们都有四臂。连那里的驴子也有四臂。
Anybody who enters that place, the district of Jagannath Puri, they will never have to take birth again.
任何进入到 Jagannath Puri 这一区域的人，永远不用再次投生。
So, this way Gop Kumar is being convinced about what a wonderful place this Jagannath Puri is, how it's a very holy abode.
就这样呢 Gopal Kumar 确信 Jagannath Puri 是一处美丽的神圣之地。
Even the demigods in heaven, they can see that all the residents there in Jagannath Puri have got four arms.
天堂的半神人也看到扎格纳普瑞的居民们都长着四臂。
And anybody who comes there, they can get freed from their sins. They won't have to take another birth.
任何去那里的人都摆脱了罪恶，再不用投生。
Even if somebody is sinful for many lives,But if they come in contact with this holy place, then they can get freed from their sins. They can be liberated to the spiritual world.
即便是罪恶的人，累世 犯下了罪恶的人接触了这样的圣地，这个地圣地，他们的罪恶也能洗清，获得解脱，进入灵性世界。
And if you're able to see the deity there, the personality in the deity form, if you can see Lord Jagannath in his deity form, then your life is successful.
如果能亲眼见到那里的神像 Jagannath, 生命就能达到成功。
So the beauty of Lord Jagannath is very special. His beautiful lotus eyes, his compassionate glance. People see Lord Jagannath and their lives can be changed. The whole life can be changed.
就 Jagannath 的美丽是无与伦比的，很特殊。他的莲花眼，他的怜悯的瞥视，任何人见到了主，他的生活就彻底的改变了。
So Gop Kumar is hearing about all of, he's hearing about Lord Jagannath and about the Purushottam Kshetra, the place of Jagannath. So naturally, he's very attracted and he thinks about it.
Gop Kumar 聆听了主 Jagannath 和 Purushottam Kshetra 的荣耀，内心自然而然的就受到吸引，心驰神往。
Of course, Gop Kumar, he was worshipping Lord Vishnu there. So, Lord Vishnu, he is like, he's not the original personality of Godhead. Lord Vishnu is one of the avatars of the Supreme Lord.Lord Jagannath is the supreme personality of Godhead. He's the original, and all the other incarnations, they all come from him.
Gop Kumar 崇拜着 Vishnu, 而 Vishnu 并非原始的人，至尊人格神手，而是至尊主的化身 Avatar, 而主 Jagannath 是原始的神手，他是所有化身的源泉。
So seeing the Lord in his incarnation is good, but it's better if you can see the original Supreme Lord, Lord Jagannath.
见到主的化身当然很好，更好的就是见到至尊主，原始的至尊主 Jagannath.
So Gop Kumar, he'd never heard like this before, andHe was not too much attached to worshipping the Lord's deity. And that was because of the mercy of the mantra which he'd been given by his spiritual master.
Gop Kumar, 他便听到了这一切。他开始不依附于神像了，崇拜的神像，这一切都源于他自己的灵性导师给予他的曼陀罗的仁慈。
Yeah, his spiritual master and Krishna are guiding Gop Kumar so that he will go step by step, that gradually he's going to come to understand the nature of the Lord and.The spiritual world. Everything will be revealed gradually, not immediate, not all at one time.
灵性导师和 Krishna 在指导着 Gop Kumar 一步一步的逐渐理解主以及灵性世界的本质。灵性世界的本质，他会逐步的揭示给 Gop Kumar。而不是立刻的揭示给他。
So he has this desire now. He's heard about Lord Jagannath, so he has a desire to go there and see Lord Jagannath.
Gop Kumar 听说了 Jagannath, 就内心萌生了想要见主 Jagannath 的愿望。
So even though he'd become the king there in that place, he just immediately left everything and went off, and he's going to Jagannath Puri and he's chanting Lord Jagannath's glories as he goes.
Gopal Kumar 虽然是高居国王的座位，却立刻放弃了一切，动身离开了那个地方，去唱着扎格纳的荣耀，前往扎格纳的普瑞。
So we will hear what happens when he gets to Jagannath Puri in the next class.
我们将在下一堂课来听扎格纳普瑞发生的事情。
Okay, so any questions today?
Yes.
Okay. Questions?
Questions. Just wait a minute, I'll search for the questions.
Okay.
Satima, that's
Hare Krishna. 对，今天的问题有点多，没查到第一个问题是吗？
我这个电脑现在，
我帮你念吗？
可以，
可以念吧。
第一个问题是冉任帕布的问题，感谢马哈拉扎，感谢翻译。Gopal Kumar 变得不嫉妒，请问嫉妒的表现形式是什么？不嫉妒的表现形式又是什么？谢谢。
What is the characteristic of one who's envious and what is the characteristic of one who's not envious?
Yes, Mara. The symptom, what's the symptom?
Oh, the symptom, okay.
Yes.
Well, if we're not envious of, if we're envious of someone, then we will do everything we can to complain about them. We won't see good in them. We'll criticize them unnecessarily.
如果我们嫉妒一个人，就会不停地抱怨这个人，看不到这个人身上的优点，只是毫无必要地在抱怨他，批评他。
And so and the converse is true. If one is not envious, then we will see the good. We will see good in people. We will appreciate them.
反之，我们若不嫉妒一个人，就会看到对方的好处、优点，欣赏他的。
So giving up envy is a very important quality. Lord Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita that because Arjuna is not envious, therefore Lord Krishna is speaking this knowledge to him.
放弃嫉妒是非常重要的品质。在薄伽梵歌当中，主 Krishna 因为 Arjuna 毫无嫉妒之心，因此主向 Arjuna 讲述了薄伽梵歌。
In the material world, there's so much envy between people. People spend so much time trying to criticize others and find fault unnecessarily in others.
在物质世界，嫉妒比比皆是，人们就没有必要的在批评别人，挑剔别人。
So it's very important.That we don't fall into that kind of trap. We don't want to develop that kind of habit.
很重要的是，我们不要堕入到这样的一个轨道当中，不要养成这样的习性。
And the way to avoid it is by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra more, by keeping the holy name on our tongue, constant chanting of the holy name.
避免这样的品质是通过不断的恒常的唱诵 Hare Krishna 把圣名放在舌尖。
And so when Lord Chaitanya was instructing Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das had renounced, he'd left everything to come to Jagannath Puri to to reside there, Lord Chaitanya told him, don't hear the talks of the ordinary people and don't speak like them.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就训斥 Raghunath Das， Raghunath Das Goswami 他弃绝了家庭来到 Jagannath Puri， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就教导他不要聆听普通人的讲话，不要像普通人那样去说话。
Yeah, he encouraged Raghunath Das. Offer all respect to others and do not be eager to be respected yourself. Constantly chant the holy name.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 鼓励 Raghunath Das Goswami 要向众人致以尊敬，不渴望别人的尊敬，要恒常唱诵圣名。
So we can give up envy by appreciating others.
我们通过欣赏别人，放弃嫉妒之心。
Okay, another question.
Sati Manatkan, 你能读一下吗？我这，那 ，Okay, just a minute, Mar, I'll search for the question.
好的，我读一下啊。第二个问题还是染人是帕布的，有关菩萨达的。菩萨达是纯洁的，是否制作菩萨达的人的知觉不同，菩萨达的纯净度也有所不同。
So, you don't mind.
Yeah. The question is that prasadam is pure. Although prasadam is pure, but according to the person who cooked the prasadam, according to the purity, so the level of purity of prasadam will vary it due to the cooker whose consciousness is pure. The level of the pure of the cooks.
Well, we have to understand that in a temple, the cooks are supposed to be qualified. The qualification is generally to cook on a fire, to cook on a flame, one should be twice initiated.
Prasadam 在庙宇当中的 Prasadam 是由合格的 Brahmana 所烹制的，是在火上用火焰所烹制的。
Within ISKCON temples, we have a standard that people who are cooking and who are worshipping the deity, they have to be following strictly the four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds.
在 ISKCON 当中，它标准就是做 prasadam 的人要严格遵守规范原则，每天念诵16圈。
So if you're cooking and not doing that, then you're cheating. It's not good.
如果你在烹饪 prasadam， 同时呢并不按照这样的标准。这就是一种欺骗。
So, we should have faith in the standard that the people cooking are responsible devotees. They're honest, they're not cheaters.
我们要有信心，做 prasadam 的人呢，应该是负责任的人，诚实的人，不欺骗的人。
And we should have faith that the prasadam is pure.
我们要坚信 prasadam 是纯粹纯洁的。
You don't want to be discriminated with using your material judgment. Who is a good devotee? Who is not a good devotee? We should consider what is my position. If I'm in that consciousness thinking, oh, this person's not a good devotee, I don't trust their cooking, that's material.
你不应该区分 哦，这是好的，这是不好的，这个厨子好，这个厨子不好，而应该考虑我的地位是什么，我的知觉好不好，我的知觉好还是不好。我们不应该不信任我，这样就是一种物质的知觉了。
So we look at our own faults. It's not good for us to try to judge others.
我们努力地看自己的缺点，来评判别人并不好。
Another question.
好的，下一个。菩萨大是纯净的，是否意味着我们可以吃任何人的玛哈？
我们可以吃人 ，we can eat other people's maha.
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to eat the remnants of Lord Krishna.
我们理应吃主 Krishna 的寄语。
And we're allowed also, we may be allowed, we may be given the remnants of the spiritual master.
我们也被允许来吃灵性导师的。
But to take someone else's remnants, first of all, that person, you should not take it without permission. Is he giving you permission to eat his remnants?
至于别人的菩萨的，首先要得到别人的允许。他是不是别人是不是允许你吃他的菩萨的？
Now, most people are not going to give you the remnants because they know if they give you the remnants, they're going to take your karma.
大部分人是不允许，不会允许把自己的菩萨等给你的，因为如果他你吃了他们的菩萨等，他们就要承担你的 karma.
The spiritual master will give the remnants to his disciples because he's taking their karma anyway.
灵性导师会把他的 prasadam 给予你，因为灵性导师无论如何是要承担你的业报。
So generally, when the spiritual master's prasadam is distributed, should only be given to his initiated disciples.
一般情况下，派发灵性导师的 prasadam 只能派给他启迪的门徒。
OK.
OK. 下一个是仆人问的问题：承担族长或者是庙长的职责的时候，当要处理一些事情的时候，确实会打扰念诵圣名。如何保持不被打扰，同时又履行自己的职责？
You go ahead.
Yes. The questions that as a group leader or temple president, they have to deal with the practical situation, but this will disturb their chanting holy names. How can I carry out my duties at the same time not disturbed by these practical affairs.
Yes, just like we saw, Gop Kumar was a king, and he saw he got disturbed, his sadhana got disturbed by all the responsibilities he had.
我们看到，就像 Gopal Kumar, 他当了国王，他的 sadhana 就受到了打扰。
So when you take some responsibility in management or for others, you have to expect that it's going to happen sometimes.
一旦你承担了管理职责，就要指望着这种事情会发生的。
So you have to make arrangements so that you can do your sadhana early enough so that you won't get disturbed with all of these things.
所以你就要安排很早的就要做好你的 sadhana， 这样呢就不会受到这些事情的干扰。
But you take some responsibility, you have to expect people are sometimes going to come and disturb you. You can have also, but you can have also office hours. You can have particular times when they come and see you. You can restrict your time for dealing with these affairs.
如果你承担了这管理职责的话，就要指望着会有这些事情会打扰你。但是你可以制定办公时间，只在这个时间段内处理这些事情，限制这个时间，这样在这样的特定时间内处理这些事务。
All managers, people with responsibilities, they all face this problem. So you have to organize your time properly.
所有的管理者都面临这种问题，因此你要恰如其分地管理好、组织好自己的时间。
You may have family responsibilities, you have to give time for that.
你还有自己的家庭职责，你也要给这个家庭职责安排好时间。
And you may have work to do, you may have a job, you may be employed, you have to give time for that.
你可能有工作，你是一个受雇的员工，你要花时间来处理工作。
You have to also give time for your sadhana.
你也要花出时间来做好自己的 sadhana。
And you're taking responsibility for devotees, so you have to make arrangements. You have to have time when you can actually deal with their problems, with their issues.
你现在承担了职责来管理奉献者们，对此你也要花时间来正确的处理。
So let them know when is the proper time to approach you.
因此呢，你就要让奉献者知道他们什么时间找你是最合适的。
Yeah. OK, 下一个问题。
下一个问题是染人帕布。Haribo。OK, 我的麦有点不太好用。下一个问题是染人帕布。Gopa Kumar 身为一代君王，有那么多职责要履行，操心事情如此之多。同样，如果管理事务过多，是否会影响到灵修？因为上一个问题好像您已经都回答过了。
要多问答，下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题 ，Das， 是不是做 Prasada 的奉献者的品质，无论是好坏，都会影响到荣耀 Prasada 的人？好像前面也有回答。
If the prasadam is good or bad, it's going to what effect is it going to have on the devotee?
The question is that the quality of the prasadam will anyway influence the quality of devotee who honor the prasadam. The question is
that. Yeah, definitely.
是的，毫无疑问，确定无疑。
When we have first class prasadam, then it will help also the devotees to develop more bhakti, more devotion.
我们如果是一流的 prasadam, 会帮助荣耀这样 prasadam 人发展起 bhakti, 奉爱。
We want to have the first class prasadam. It means first class cooks, first class brahmanas to offer. And devotees should also take the prasadam in good consciousness, not in material consciousness. They shouldn't eat the prasadam just to satisfy their tongue.
我们要有一流的厨师，一流的 brahmana 来供奉，同时荣耀 prasadam 的奉献者，他们也要端正自己吃 prasadam 的心态，要以正确的心态。
You should want to taste Krishna, when honoring, we honor prasadam. We don't just simply eat prasadam, we honor it. So take the prasadam with the right mood, with the mood of devotion.
我们不是我们荣耀 prasadam 不是为了满足自己的舌头，我们从荣耀的我们在品味着 Krishna， 我们是荣耀 prasadam， 同时呢我们也要赞扬 prasadam 的品质。
OK， 下一个问题，Dasi。
下一个问题，同样是 Dasi 问的。prasadam 是超然的，那么如果奉献者在荣耀的过程中触碰过 prasadam， 也是可以荣耀的吗？也就是说，这个奉献者触碰过的这些 prasadam， 别人还可以再荣耀吗？应该怎么处理？
His question is that if a prasadam is transcendental, but if devotees has touched the prasadam, can this kind of prasadam distribute it to others?
Yes.
是的。
If the devotees touched the prasadam,But if they may have touched it like when they're serving it, but do you mean they've eaten from it? If they've eaten from it, the devotees should eat what's on their own plate. They don't let it be taken to be given to others.
Oh, 如果是派 prasadam 的人，他触碰了这个 prasadam， 这是一回事儿。如果是奉献者已经自己吃过了 prasadam， 这样触碰过的，那么奉献者应该把自己盘子当中的 prasadam 吃光。
We don't want to give our karma to other people. We don't want to take other people's karma. If they eat your remnants, then you take their karma.
我们不想接受别人的 karma， 如果有人别的人吃了你的prasadam， 那你就要承担那个人的 karma。
Next， 下一个问题 ，Chaitanya Charanprabhu 的，prasadam 是超然的，永远不会被污染，但人还没有成为纯粹的奉献者，应该是被污染的。我们吃了受污染的人碰过的 prasadam， 我们是否被污染，沾染上他的业报？这个好像你也都已经回答过了之前。
OK， 下一个问题。
下一个问题，萨提，顶拜咕噜莲花族，请问就是庙宇里的那些婆罗门。非常严格苛刻地遵守他们的这个规范原则，那么对于其他奉献者的服务挑剔指责，这些婆罗门他们都是非常年长的资深的这些奉献者，为什么他们还没有这个包容和欣赏之心呢？他们是嫉妒吗？
go ahead Guru Mani。
Okay, the Brahmana who very strictly follow all the regular principles, they criticize and find fault with others. So although they are very senior, so they lack the mood of toleration and appreciation. So is that the kind of enviness?
Yes, you could say like that. Somehow they've been brought up in that culture.They've developed that habit to look down on others.
是的，可以这样说，他们是在这样的文化背景中长大的，就养成了这样的习性。
People have that mentality. They're thinking they're better than others.
他们就瞧不起别人，觉得自己比别人要高人一等。
It's very important to develop humility.And to offer respect to others.
所以培养谦卑是非常重要的，要尊重别人。
The more we advance, the more we should become humble and consider ourselves fallen.
我们自己越进步，就会越谦卑，觉得自己很堕落。
还有问题吗？
有的，古队，今天问题很多。是的啊，看一下。Samasaki。Hare Krishna， 顶拜 Guruday， 顶拜翻译，请问 Guruday， 到过加格纳特普瑞的人就不会再在这个世界降生，可有的人去了，回来之后又继续做违反四项规范原则的活动，这样的人会得到主加格纳特的仁慈吗？再次顶拜 Guruday， 想念你。
So somebody went to Jagannath Puri and then they come back and then they do sinful activities, they don't do good. So will they still get the mercy of Lord Jagannath?
Yes, they broken the four regulative principles. Will they still get the mercy of Jagannath?
Of course. If they do bad, if they do sinful activities, then they're not going to get the full mercy of Jagannath.
如果他们从事罪恶活动，得不到扎格纳的全部的仁慈。
You cannot expect that you can cheat Jagannath.
你不能指望着能欺骗主扎格纳。
Lord Jagannath gives some mercy. We should take advantage of the mercy. We should go on. But if we do again, go back to material life, then it's like building a fire and then throwing water on the fire.And so the benefit of going to Jagannath Puri will be greatly reduced by our sinful activities.
我们得到了主扎格纳的仁慈，就要好好的善加利用，继续的进步。但是如果从回来又从事着物质的罪恶活动，这就好像一边在这里点着火，一边又往上面浇水，这样的主扎格纳特的这种好处就大大的减少了。
OK, any other question?
是的，下一个是一位新人问的，顶拜古鲁，请问在灵性世界吃什么？
In the spiritual world we will eat spiritual food, Krishna Prasada, all Prasada in the spiritual world.
在灵性世界，我们吃的是 Krishna 的 Prasada， 吃的是灵性的 Prasada。
Prabhupada said in Vrindavan everything is Prasada. So in the spiritual world, everything is Prasada.
Prabhupada 说过，在 Vrindavan 一切都是 Prasada， 因此在灵性世界一切都是 Prasada。
下一个问题。
下一个问题，杨改莲马大吉，顶拜 Guruday， 顶拜翻译，在这个喀利年代是如此的愚昧，到圣地去见加格纳特神像会不会有冒犯呢？会产生哪些后果呢？好的还是不好的结果？
OK,
the question is that in the Kali Yuga everything is inignorance. If we go to Jagannath Puri to see Darshan the Lord, will we offend the Lord? What kind of result will be to go to Jagannath Puri? And what's the benefit and the negative thing of doing that?
Well, offenses will take away your interest in devotional service. You'll have less and less interest and you'll start to find fault with devotees and complain and have many problems. And then you have less and less interest in devotional service. That's the result of offenses.
冒犯的这个后果就是对奉献服务的兴趣越来越少，开始挑剔 奉献者、抱怨奉献者，会看到问题。嗯，这样的结果就是兴趣越来越少了。
Therefore, when you go to holy places, you have to go in the association of a senior devotee who can guide you and protect you from being offensive.
因此，去圣地需要有年长的奉献者，可以保护你，可以指导你，免于冒犯。
You do not get reactions for offenses in the mind. You have to actually commit the offense before you get
reactions. 你在心里的这个冒犯是得不会有任何的业报反应，必须得真正的从事了这些冒犯。
Okay, 下一个问题。
好，下一个问题 ，Radha Ananda, Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜敬爱的 Maharaja。请问心意不安不稳的人供奉的 Bhaga 主威士奴会接受吗？感谢翻译。
If our mind is not steady, will Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu accept our offering?
是 Sadhimada 是影响还是接受啊？
接受，就是他说
接受 OK
对接受
Yes Yes Yes、
uh-huh.So, mind is not steady. Yeah, Lord Krishna can accept the offering. We may do it. Our mind may not be steady, but you do the offering. Lord Krishna he may accept it. We hope he certainly should accept it. But we should try to make the mind steady. So before you do the offering, you're supposed to.You should, you know, you do Akshman, and then we have to try to correct that mentality. If we know the mind is not steady, you have to make the mind steady. You have to try to do the offering, the proper mood. But important thing is to do the offering, and gradually, the mind will become steady.If you're not able to do the offering steady mind, then you ask someone else to do the offering for you.
我们就是在这种情况下，我们做 Boger， 我们希望主会接受，神像会说，神像肯定会接受的。所以我们要努力的来稳定自己的心意。我们可以在供奉之前做，就是净口净手一式，Akshman， 我们要努力的纠正自己的这种心态，以正确的心态来供奉，逐渐的，我们要以这种正确的心态来供奉。但如果做不到，我们可以请求别人代替我们来供奉。
Somebody may be busy in the kitchen and.Always thinking what's cooking in the kitchen. They're making the offering. They haven't fully finished cooking everything, but they do the offering. And so the mind is not so steady. Ask someone else to make the offering.
那么在厨房里做饭的 Prasadam 的奉献者呢，他可能非常忙着，脑子里呢全部想的就是在厨房里的那些事情。所以这时候他在做供奉的时候呢，可能脑子里就不是很专注。在这种情况下，他可以请求别人，来代替他来供奉，这样的人是。
When we make the offering, the mood should be that, dear Lord Krishna, the food is now ready. Please come and take your food.
供奉的时候应该这样祈求：亲爱的主 Krishna。现在食物好了，请来吃吧。
OK， 下一个问题。
下一个问题，云，应该是 Harivansa 发布的。当孩子出生几个月之后，需要照顾孩子和妻子，念诵被打扰，无法完成每天的规范休息，怎么办
？Now we should. He has a child and he has difficulty to.Get up and do the chanting. He has to take care of the child, take care of his wife. So it's disturbing his sadhana. What to do? So, huh? Okay, Guruman.
Yeah. 是不是这位奉献者他现在有孩子了，他需要很早就起来，他因为他要照顾孩子妻子，所以他的撒旦呢受影响了呢？
对，是的，是的。
So, yeah, for some time it would be like that. You have to be determined. We know it's not easy to have a child, but you shouldn't allow it to stay like that forever.
你要有下定决心，这种情况肯定是不容易的，但是你不能允许永远都这样子持续下去。
Don't just use it as an excuse. Oh, I have a child, I have a wife, so I cannot do sadhana.
不要借口说哦，我现在有孩子了，我还有妻子，我不能做自己的撒的呢。
You have to be more determined, make more effort to do your sadhana.
你要下定决心，要努力做出的额外的努力来做你的自己撒的呢。
You have to become more serious, more determined. Krishna's given you a child, he's given you a wife. Now you have to, if you want to keep them, you have to keep yourself in Krishna consciousness.
你需要更加认真，更加有决心。Krishna 给了你孩子，给了你妻子，你如果希望能维系你的妻子孩子，你就要让自己在 Krishna 知觉之中所做这些事情。
Don't just use them as an excuse not to do sadhana.
不要把他们当成你不做 sadhana 的借口。
Yeah, 下一个问题。
下一个问题，饶真人帕布，圣帕帕德，被宗生会员邀请去家里荣耀菩萨的，帕帕德去了，他没有吃，他的门徒吃了，都。坏肚子，是否不是所有的菩萨的都能吃，都要吃？
Well, Srila Prabhupada was invited by the life members to honor Prasadam. Srila Prabhupada didn't take the Prasadam, but his disciples take. Well, after that, they felt very uncomfortable.In the stomach, so in that case, we shouldn't take all the prasadam.
Well, if the spiritual master orders you to take, you have to take.
如果灵性导师命令你来荣耀，你必须要荣耀。
But you don't need to take a lot. You can take a small quantity.
但是你不需要。荣耀很大量的，你只需要荣耀一小量、少量的。
Prasadam is offered; it's our duty to accept it, but you don't have to accept a huge amount. Just take a small portion.
Prasadam 已经供奉过了，我们有职责来荣耀它，但是你不需要荣耀大量的，你只需要荣耀少量的。
You get the bad stomach because you eat too much.
你胃坏了，肚子坏了，是因为吃太多。
下一个问题。
下一个问题 ，Yogi Mata Madaji， 深深的顶拜，亲爱的 Guruday， 顶拜翻译主持人，请问 Guruday， 刚才您说不要嫉妒，要去欣赏别人，现在人都充满了嫉妒心，当然也包括我自己。如果你比他弱时，他可以帮助你；一旦发现你比他优秀时，嫉妒心就升起来了。请问 Guru 具体做些什么能够消除嫉妒心呢？是规范修行吗？或者 Guru Day 是否还可以多说点儿？深深的顶拜你。
She wants to know about how to curb envy from coming up. She tries to stop it, but then it comes back. So how can she get rid of it forever? Is it just by sadhana?
Satimati， 我有点不明白，他说的是别人还是自己？
他就是说这种现象，他说自己也是这种情况，然后就是说他问如何，具体的就是怎么做能够消除这个嫉妒心，是通过规范修行吗？还是其他的？
The sadhana is the solution to all the problems. All the problems which we have, like envy, things which bad impurities in the heart, they can all be removed by Krishna consciousness.
Sadhana, 规范修行是一切问题的解决方案，包括内心的不洁都可以被清除，通过 Krishna 知觉。
So practicing Krishna consciousness, when we say being Krishna conscious or practicing Krishna consciousness, yes, we're talking about sadhana. Means doing more healing and chanting, doing more service.
修习 Krishna 知觉就包括了 sadhana， 聆听、唱诵、做服务。
And we can pray also, offering prayers to the spiritual teachers.That can be also very powerful. That we have a particular desire to get rid of some. That we pray to some of the great personalities in our tradition. They can help us.
我们可以向灵性老师们供奉祷文。如果我们内心有这样的愿望，我们可以向那些伟大的人物，我们先前传系当中的伟大人物们祈祷。
We need the mercy. You need mercy, so pray for the mercy. You can pray for the mercy, and we do. We have to just keep the desire, the constant desire. It's going to take some time, but it's possible.
就需要仁慈，我们可以祈祷仁慈，因为我们有这样的愿望，我们内心就要一直的保持着这份愿望。但是这需要时间来实现。
We've spent many lifetimes cultivating envy. We've practiced being envious for many, many lifetimes, many different bodies. So it's not so easy to get rid of it immediately.
我们已经生生世世的在练习着培养嫉妒了，在不同的躯体当中，因此要消除嫉妒不容易。
还有问题吗？
是的 ，Good day。还有下面乐逍遥顶拜咕噜翻译。对于一个新学习 Krishna 知觉的人来说，看书是要循序渐进的吗？他可以看《彩檀尼亚经》吗？
A new devotee can they read the Chaitanya Charitamrita if they're just a new devotee?Well, Prabhupada was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita in the very beginning of our movement. When he went to New York, he would give lectures on Chaitanya Charitamrita. They can, but they should be encouraged also to go back and to read the basic book like Bhagavad Gita, get the foundation right.
在一开始的时候，我们这运动一开始的时候，圣帕帕德在纽约，他就在庙里讲课的时候也讲 Chaitanya Charitamrita， 所以您是可以看的，但是呢，也要回到最刚开始的国家梵歌，也要看国家梵歌，这样可以打下坚实的基础。
But we won't tell them it's wrong. Somebody has an attraction to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Let them read it. Okay.
但是我们不能说他看这个书是错误的，他是可以看的。
If they read it carefully, then they want to read the Bhagavad Gita.
如果他看这本书特别小心的话，他回头就很想看《佛家梵歌》。
下一个问题。
下一个问题，黑马拉塔，就是我们应该吃 供奉过的食物，但是有些像发酵的这一类的食物不能供奉，可以吗？
Oh, can we eat food? We should eat food which is offered, but something which has got yeast in it, can we offer? Can we? It's not usually offered, so can we still take it?
Yes.
Well, if you've cooked something with yeast.Then you have, whatever you eat, you have to offer it. Even though it's got yeast in, you have to offer. We wouldn't offer it in the temple. We wouldn't offer it on the altar in the temple. But you may offer it in your home. If you're using that thing at home, then you should offer whatever you eat, even if you put yeast in it. Of course, best is not to put yeast.
我们无论吃什么都不需要先供奉，我们不需要，我们不需要去庙里头到神坛上去供奉，但是在家中，我们在家中呢，如果我们用这个酵母来做了食物，那么也要供奉。当然，最好的就是不用酵母。
Yeah, find some substitutes instead of putting yeast.Yeast is not so healthy.
我们可以找一些酵母的替代品，因为这个发酵的酵母它不是很有利于健康。
下一个问题。
下一个问题 ，Hari Priya Radhika Mataji， 顶拜咕噜。当发现有人要求你想学习奉爱经典内容时，要求你先保证承诺承担去传教，才推荐允许你报名学习。如果你对未来说不确定有这样的能力，对方就说那主的奉献者不培养这样不作为的人，因为你没有奉献服务的精神。你不能租房，又不能出钱出力。说学习奉爱服务是70%人搞人际关系，70%搞人际关系，30%才是经典知识。请问如何和这样的奉献者相处？
就是
他这奉献者要求他去学经典，或者是他想去学经典的时候，要推荐他的时候，就必须让他保证你学习之后要去传教，你不传教，然后就说他你没有这样的能力，我们就不推荐你去学。然后他说就说你如果没有奉献精神，你又不能出钱也不能出力，就是我们没有必要培养你。然后说做奉献服务是70%要这个和奉献者相处处理这个人际关系问题，30%才是学经典。就是他问如何和这样的奉献者相处。
Can you translate something?
Yes, this devotee, she wants to learn something like Bhakti Sastra. In my understanding, but the person, the another devotee, maybe the leader or the teacher,
they won't recommend her.
They first ask this devotee to make a vow to be a preacher in the future, because this course is a.Yes, so and also the teacher said that the preaching is 30% about such knowledge and 70% about human relationship. If this devotee will not make a vow to be a preacher, because this devotee, he will not go. He's not. She's not going to rent a house and to make to devote some money or some effort. So in that case, well, so the devotee's question is how to deal with this situation, or this how to deal with the devotee, because she want to learn the sutra, but she cannot make sure she will become a preacher in the future. She just want to learn the knowledge, but she cannot. She is not sure she will become
a
preacher.
Okay. So we give everyone the chance to learn the knowledge. Everyone should be given an opportunity to study, even though they may not be preaching, they may not be active preachers now, or they may not be in the future, but still they should be given the opportunity to study.
我们应该给每一个人学习经典的机会，即便他不去传教，不管他是现在还是将来。
Somebody has a desire to hear and to take part and sit and listen to classes, we should encourage them.
有的人他有学习的愿望，很想聆听，我们就要鼓励他。
We know they may not be preachers, but still we give everyone the chance to come and hear and study.
他们即便将来不能当传，就是去传播的人，我们也要邀请他们来聆听。We're
trying to engage everyone, Krishna conscious.
我们是努力的让每一个人都从事都有 Krishna 之觉。Of
course, some devotee may talk like that to try to induce that person to preach.
有的人他可能是这样说，就是为了来引导别人将来去传播。
OK， 下一个问题。好的，下一个问题
Chaitanya Charanprabhu 顶拜 Gurudev， 奉献者无论在天堂还是地狱，只要服务 Krishna 就满足了，那我们是不是不用回到灵性世界了呢？ 这次冠状病毒，我发现物质世界太可怕了，我还是想早点回灵性世界比较好。Okay.
So the question is, if we can serve Krishna in heaven or hell, so why do we need to go to the spiritual world? We can just serve Krishna here. We don't need to go to the spiritual world, right?
Yes. But due to this coronavirus situation, I found it's very horrible. So I still want to go back to the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Krishna is inviting us. Krishna wants us to come back. We should, you know, but at the same time, we're dependent on Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants, we do. What we want is devotional service. That's the main mood of the devotee.
Krishna,
birth after birth, we just want service.
主 Krishna 邀请每一个灵魂回到灵性世界，但同时我们是依赖主 Krishna 来做他希望我们做的事情，我们的心态是生生世世的做奉爱服务、奉献服务。
无论Krishna让我们做什么，我们就做什么。Yeah, but at the same time, you know, there are many horrible things here, as you said. There's horrible diseases, nasty things here in the material world. It's not a pleasant place.
同时呢，就像您说的，这里呢有那么多可怕的事情，有那么多肮脏的事情，并不是一个很好的地方。
But a devotee will tolerate all these difficulties for service to Krishna.
奉献者为了服务 Krishna 会容忍这一切。
OK, 下一个问题。
请问，就是灵性世界都是灵魂，那么在灵性世界 吃的这个普萨达的这个原料也都是灵魂吗？这个能吃吗？然后我们吃的这个中草药是不是也需要供奉净化后再吃？
Yes, when we eat some Chinese medicine, herb medicine, should we offer it? Yes, you should offer it.
是的，中草药也要供奉。
You can just simply say Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, if you want.
如果你愿意的话，你可以简单的就是念三遍 Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu.
Was that the was there a question in the beginning or?
In the beginning, the question is that since in the spiritual world everything is spiritual and. Or the element is spirit. So the food is also made from the element of spirit.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
是的。
Krishna's elements. While we say prasadam is spiritual, it's Krishna's.It's Krishna's. We're taking Krishna's mercy.
我们说 prasadam 是Krishna 是灵性的，是指它是 Krishna 的仁慈。
Krishna gives us this food to eat to purify our existence.
Krishna 把这种食物给我们，以净化我们的存在。
Okay, 下一个问题。
Good day. 我们就这些问题了 ，That's all.
Okay, so we'll stop here. It's already late. Okay, thank you very much, Guru Mani. Thank you, Sati. Have a good day. Hare Krishna.
Good. 非常感谢Guru Maharaj 给我们的精彩讲课。还有耐心的解答这么多的问题，非常感谢 Guru Mani Mataji。好，我们今天的早课就到这里，我们下周再见 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。